This was going to be our last family vacation before our son went away to college. He was all grown up now, a full-grown man in size and physique, ready to make his way in the world and start his own life away from his parents. But he will always be Mommy's good little boy, no matter how old he is. The three of us had planned this summer vacation for months, and we were all looking forward to our camping trip up in the mountains. But it was turning out to be a disaster before we'd even gotten started. First of all, we'd packed way too much stuff for a little car to handle, and so we had to rearrange everything. And somehow, I ended up in the back seat with my son while hubby drove. I usually like to sit up front, too, so I can tell hubby how to drive. But this seating arrangement was okay, too, because it gave me time to be virtually alone with my son in the back seat while Daddy drove the car. Things were going along just fine for the first few hours, and then disaster hit. You see, somebody, who shall remain nameless, forgot to lock the cooler full of ice tightly shut. And when we hit the road construction and all the bumps and the rough road, well, somehow the cooler tipped over into my lap and all the ice and cold water landed on me. Oh, I couldn't believe it. I was soaking wet and screaming my head off, and I screamed at hubby about what happened, but he just kept on driving. Just men. While my son tried to mop things up with a bunch of old rags and towels we kept in the car underneath the seat. But it was no use. My clothes were still soaked through, and so I decided that I would just have to strip down to my underwear while my clothes dried. The construction had slowed us down, and we didn't want to pull over to stop because then we wouldn't get to the campground before dark. So we just did the best we could. My son and I, me stripping down while my son held an old blanket up to protect my modesty. And then, because half of the back seat was all wet, I just decided to sit on my son's lap while it dried off. We only had a couple of hours left to go anyway before we would stop for the night. Well, things seemed to be working out okay with a blanket wrapped around me to preserve my modesty, and my son's arms were wrapped around me, which helped to warm me up from the bad chill. But then we came to more bumpy road construction, and well, you know how it is, me bouncing around on my son's lap while Daddy tried to swerve to avoid the worst of the bumpy road. And you know how it is with teenagers, a warm, plump ass straddling a man's cock bulge. Instant erection. I could feel my son getting hard for me. I mean, I know he couldn't help it. What with him having to hold on to my waist to keep me from tipping over while Daddy drove on that curvy, winding road like a crazy man. And sometimes the blanket just slipped down off my shoulders and down to my waist, leaving me in nothing but my purple lacy bra, the one I just gotten from Victoria's Secret. I had bought it to wear for hubby as a surprise, but as it turned out, it was my son who saw me in it first. It was a very revealing bra. Actually, it was a shelf bra that barely contained my big, plump mommy tits, with just a little bit of wire support on the bottom half, leaving the top half of my tits totally exposed, including my nipples. And my nips were still erect from the cold water. Big, hard little nubs, and I knew my son could see them because it wasn't quite dark outside yet. Just imagine how it must have been for him. Daddy driving the car, totally oblivious to his wife sitting on their son's lap with their big, fat tits exposed, and his son having a big hard-on with no place for it to go, bouncing down the road, churning, arousing, excited, needing relief. Hubby called back and asked how everything was going in the back seat. He had to shout because of the road noise, but he didn't look in the rearview mirror to check, because if he had, he would have seen our son playing with his mommy's big fat tits, tweaking my nipples with his big, warm male fingers, and me grinding my ass against my very own son's cock bulge, which by this time was one big giant lump of male flesh. I was horny, and I knew my son was too. So I decided right then and there, what the fuck? I'm gonna see how far I can go with my son. After all, we might not have another opportunity like this ever again. So I shouted up at hubby that everything was fine and not to worry about us. Just keep your eyes on the road. Then I pulled the blanket up over the front of me, covering the both of us up from prying daddy eyes, and turned my head to whisper in my son's ear that I wanted him to keep on playing with mommy's big fat titties while daddy drove. He just grinned and nodded his head like he understood what I wanted from him. And believe me, that boy is not bashful. I had the blanket wrapped around backwards so I could easily look like I was covered in front while my son stuck his head underneath the blanket and started sucking on my tits. Holding them in his hand, plumping them up, taking my nipple into his mouth and sucking on it. God, that felt so good. Feeling my son's warm, wet mouth on my nipple, licking and biting it. I was squirming all around his lap, spreading my legs while he was sucking my tit. I started fingering my gash. I was so wet for my son's cock. I wanted to feel something big and fat and swollen in my cunt, but I didn't know how we could arrange it. Well, with hubby driving, and any minute he might turn his head and look in the rearview mirror at us. I just hoped he was busy watching the road like I told him to. It wouldn't do for him to catch his wife and his son making out in the back seat. After a few minutes, my son whispered in my ear, very softly, that I needed to get off his lap. His cock was so hard that he was afraid that it might break and it hurt, and he begged me to do something about it. So very quietly and carefully, I slipped down off his lap and into the little opening on the floor between his feet where I could scrunch down. And while I was doing this, my son took the opportunity to very quietly unzip his pants and pull his cock out. And boy, was it huge. I never knew my son had such a monster cock, much bigger than his father's, so long and thick. I just knew that I wanted it in my mouth and my cunt. So I whispered up to my son to be lookout and to make sure daddy didn't catch us. And then I leaned my head over my son's lap and took his monster cock into my mouth, holding the shaft with one hand to steady myself. I started sucking on his head. Swirling my tongue all around his tip. Slurping up his dew, and boy, did he have a lot of it. It was just seeping out of his pee hole. I wondered if he would have a lot of cum, too. And then I started sucking his cock harder. Being sure to cover my lips so I wouldn't accidentally graze him with my teeth. but it was hard to do because his cock was so big and my mouth was so small. Pretty soon, I felt his dick getting bigger and longer and thicker and harder, and I could feel his hands in my head, winding through my hair, clamping onto my head as he moved my head up and down on his cock, trying to get the right rhythm going that was most pleasurable for him, and fucking his cock into my mouth. I feel it on my mouth. Make me take all of it. My naked kiss exposed to his gaze. We'd long since ditched that bra, and my hard nipples were rubbing against his hairy legs. As he was staring at my deep cleavage, as I sucked him. I knew what he was thinking. It's what all men think when they see my big plump tits. They imagine what they would look like with their cock stuck between my two big melons, sliding up and down my titty tunnel, poking against my chin with their tip, maybe even poking against my lips while they fucked my tits. My son was no exception. He pulled his cock out of my mouth and had me crawl up high on his lap while he stuffed his big monster cock in between my two big plump mommy tits, sliding it up and down, whispering so daddy wouldn't hear. Oh, fuck, yeah, oh, yeah, fucking mommy's tits, that's so hot. All the guys are gonna be jealous when I tell them how I fucked my mom's big tits and I had her suck my cock. Needless to say, I was going to have a talk with my son, but afterwards, because I was too busy enjoying myself and the talk could wait, because I didn't want the whole world to know how naughty and dirty I was being with my son. By this time, his cock had grown long enough so that it was grazing my lips on the upthrust through my titty tunnel, and so I opened my mouth to take him inside once again, but just the tip. Oh, I loved the feel of my son's tip in my mouth while he shafted my tits. He had so much pre-cum that we had a nice, slick, and greasy tit-fuck going on. And I was all scrunched down with my head and tits were all squished together so that he could slide more of his cock into my mouth as he fucked my tits. Then my son told me that he wanted to see me play with my tits and suck my own nipples while he stroked his cock. I loved the way he was looking at my tits, his eyes partway closed, yet staring at me as I grabbed one tit and held it. Oh, yeah, I held my nipple up so I could suck it, and he just kept mumbling and whispering that I had to remind him to be quiet. Lucky for us, hubby had turned on the radio to some old-time rock and roll music, which covered up most of our moans and groans. I loved feeling my son's cock in my mouth, and soon I was taking more of it. But it wasn't enough. I wanted to feel the whole thing in my mouth. I wanted my son to face fuck me, even throat me. So I whispered up to my son, "Fuck your mother's mouth. Use my mouth for your pleasure, son. Pretend you're fucking my cunt. Use my mouth as you would use my pussy fuckhole." And boy, did he like hearing that, because he immediately started slamming more and more of his cock into his mother's mouth until it was halfway down my throat and I was choking and gagging on it. Mm, 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 mm. He moved his hands back to my head again and just started using me, bobbing my head up and down on his cock while he thrust inside, hitting my tonsils, sliding down my throat, using my mouth like a fuck toy, shoving that big ball of man meat further and further down in my throat until I was gagging on it, choking on my son's big dick. Every few seconds, he would pull almost all the way out so I could catch a breath of air, and then he would ram it back in my mouth again, shoving it deep down my throat and just holding it there and making me take his young cock down my throat while I played with his balls, cupping them, massaging them, desperate to work the cum out of his balls so he could spurt his man goot. Oh, down my throat. Oh, and I could get some relief and breathe normally again. As soon as it happened, my son groaned out that he was going to come and how he wanted me to swallow his man juice, his white goo. Wanted me, his own mother, to swallow my sweet boy's cum. And then I felt him getting bigger and harder and thrusting more firmly and holding my head still as he used my mouth and throat like a fuck toy to pump load after load of dirty, nasty white man goo down his mother's throat. Oh, I was loving it. Oh, so proud of my baby. Ow, ow. And so I was also, oh God, I was so turned on from sucking my son's cock. I'd been fingering my gash like crazy because sucking cock always makes me horny. It's so dirty taking a man's flesh tube into my mouth and sucking on it. And so I swallowed. I swallowed all of my son's cum tribute to his mother and then opened up my mouth to show him that it was all gone. I had swallowed every drop, just like in the porn videos, but I still kept on sucking his fuck stick because I wanted him all hard again so he could fuck my cunt. I didn't have long to wait. Within minutes, my son was hard as a rock again. And so this time, I crawled up onto his lap so I was facing him. And I dangled my tits in front of his face as I grabbed hold of his cock and rubbed it all up and down my wet gash. I was going to ride him. I love the feel of a man's wet head circling around my snatch, rubbing his tip against my big hard clitty, getting his cock all wet and lubed up from my cunt juices. And then I took his shaft and I held it just right and I positioned his cock right over my fuck hole. And then I slowly sat down on his cock, feeling it push inside his mother's cunt, swelling up so big, feeling so good. Oh God, I wanted more. I wanted my son's big fat cock so much. Fucking his mother so good while Daddy drove. I had the blanket up around my shoulders so no one could see what we were doing. Not even the truckers as they passed us. But underneath the blanket, I was feeding my son my big fat tits, telling him to suck on mommy's nipples, take the whole tit in his mouth if he could, and suck it. And lick it. And bite it. Not so hard, baby. Oh, God, I needed to come so bad. Lucky for me, my son had already shot his first load of spunk down my throat so he could last a bit longer this time as he fucked his mama. I just love feeling my son's cock inside me. Oh, yeah, filling me up so good. owning my cunt and pounding my snatch. And then I felt his finger sneak around behind me and insert itself into my asshole. Ooh, ooh, just up to the first knuckle. Ooh, shoving that digit in and out as his cock plowed my cunt. And then it happened. I was moving faster and faster so as to get away from that finger because it made me nervous. I was virgin back there. And I started grinding my clit against his shaft really hard. Oh, God, it felt so good. And pretty soon I was coming on my son's cock, clamping and squeezing his shaft with my cunt muscles. I tried to be quiet, but it was hard to do so, and I know I failed. But that was okay, because my son stuck his tongue into my mouth to stop my pleasure screams as he continued to plow my cunt and tell me how hot it was to be finally fucking his mother. And then I felt his cock get bigger, oh God, and more swollen, oh God, as he fucked me harder, oh God. Yes. And then he held still. Oh, as he shot out spurt after spurt of incestuous seed. Oh, oh, into his mother's fertile womb. Oh, God, yeah. Ooh, knocking me up for sure with his baby batter. Oh, I fucking loved it. I love the idea of my son impregnating me with his incestuous seed, making me take his cum up my fuck chute, not even asking where I wanted it. He just did it. He just shot load after load of his potent young sperm into his mother's fertile cunt, making me a mommy again with his baby, my son's baby. He stayed inside me as long as he could, and then I felt him shrink and fall out of my snatch, even though I squeezed his cock tight with my cunt muscles to try and keep him inside longer. I tried to keep as much of his incestuous seed inside me as I could, but to no avail. And pretty soon, oh, I felt his white, creamy man goo was oozing out of my cunt and down onto his pubic hair. God, it felt good to be fucked by my son and filled up with his jizz. So, so good. I cuddled up next to my son, and eventually we fell asleep, me on top of him with a blanket around us, my cunt still full of his baby-making seed. And then we arrived at our destination, Daddy not knowing his wife had just gotten knocked up with his son's spunk while he drove. This was going to be a road trip to remember, for sure. And I couldn't wait to fuck my son again.